Nick Kuntz and his son Andrew went on a guided fly fishing trip to Bolivia. I asked Andrew what a typical day was like.
What a typical day would be like is we'd wake up at sunrise around 7 a.m. We'd eat breakfast and we'd go out with an English-speaking guide. Most of the guides were actually from Argentina. And then we'd go out with two natives. They didn't speak English, nor did they speak Spanish. They actually spoke a language that was actually just kind of isolated in the Sumani area. Not even the guides could understand them.
So you had guides and then you had these natives that you couldn't understand. Why were they there? What was their job?
They would actually maneuver the boat. So the boats were hollowed out logs. The back guy had a motor and the front guy had this big stick. And when the water would get too shallow, he'd pull out the motor and they'd maneuver the boat with the stick.
I know you've gone fishing with your dad quite a bit, but this is Bolivia. This is exotic. How would you rank it? A plus?
Oh, I would say A plus. I mean, it's probably the coolest fishing experience I've ever experienced. By far, the thing that's unique about the location is the area that we fished was in the foothills of the Andes Mountains. When it rains in the Andes, all this mud and all this debris that comes from the rising water levels in the Andes will affect the river conditions in the foothills. So it may not even rain and the river will get blown out. You don't really catch fish when the water's that muddy.
But the good news is that Andrew caught fish. His dad didn't, but Andrew did. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.